I'm Kara Lawrence, live here on this Thursday, as always. And I'm welcoming two wonderful folks to the studio this morning to preview a concert that can bring a lot of folks together. It's called The Home Front, Musical Memories of World War II. And in concert is the Kalamazoo Concert Band with special guest Megan Dooley. I have Megan here in the studio along with the director of the concert band, Tom Evans. Welcome to you both.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for joining me on this snowy, snowy day.
It was a beautiful drive-in, I have to
say.
No, I thought, you know, I came in, it was nice and slow because you have to drive slowly, but it gave me a chance to look around, and the snow is clinging to the trees. It looks beautiful outside.
It is very pretty.
Well, hey,
I'll say that.
True Michiganders all.
That's a little snow.
So the concert we are going to preview today is a week from this Saturday.
Correct.
Plenty of time to plan for that. And as always, Tom, I'll leave it to you. It's free, open to everyone.
Yeah, that's right. So it's this Saturday, February 22nd.
Next Saturday.
I'm sorry, did I say that? February 22nd. Next Saturday. Next Saturday at 7:30 at Chenery Auditorium, the Kalamazoo Concert Band is presenting the Homefront concert. And it's in recognition of the end of World War II. Which ties in nicely with the little thing that they said today marks the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Dresden. So it's which is all went towards concluding the war. Anyway, so we are honoring that celebratory moment of the conclusion of World War II, 75 years.
Yes, I've been noticing personally these anniversaries happening like throughout the last couple of years when this is when this important event happened. And World War II is a time that I think we've started to idealize a little bit, for better or worse. But one reason I would idealize it is because it seemed like our whole country was united in one task.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was defeating Germany and Japan and
And fascism.
Pulling together, I would like to see that happen again. I don't want to go to war. I'd like more unification.
So World War II really did bring people together. It's interesting because even everyone felt that they were contributing to the effort. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to, when putting this program together, really to focus on the home front, the people at home, because they were disinvolved in the war. Even though they weren't on the front lines, they were still actively involved and wanted to participate and did. It was a real collective.
Yeah, my grandmother was actually working on plane manufacturing during World War II.
So. Rosie the Riveter.
Mm-hmm. She was one of the Riveters,
Yeah. And so it's interesting because even because composers as well, like Aaron Copland composed Fanfare for the Common Man in, I think, 1941. And then the following year, I believe 1942, he composed a Lincoln Portrait, So that was his contributions, to the war effort, trying to unify America.
And everyone could.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
I listen to old time radio just for an escape, and there in between the segments of the shows, there are a lot of messages about saving your kitchen oil, starting a garden, lots of little things you could do even though you're not in uniform.
Yeah,
here's ways to help the effort, and
right.
Red Cross ads and things like that. So it did seem to have we're all in it together.
Right. So that's the focus of this concert, really, is in that arena.
Yeah, and World War II seemed to really have an impact on the world view of what being an American meant.
Oh, yes.
And I think we've lost sight of that, and I think this concert can help us regain and remember what, we're here for, to help each other.
Yeah. I feel like the one thing we should say, though, is that this era was far from perfect.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and the problems that existed then exist today as well.
Oh, absolutely.
But
on top of new challenges.
But it's important to remember our history. And in when it's with music, there's a unifying effort, a unifying phenomenon that happens because that's what music does for most
people. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to celebrate the arts.
Yeah. And personally for me, I think the concert is going to bring a wide variety of audience members in, which will help bridge generational gaps, I think, which is really important right now.
Megan Dooley is the special guest artist on Saturday, February 22nd, of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. The program's called The Home Front, Musical Memories of World War II, and Tom Evans, the 17-year director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, has put this program together, designed it in two parts. There will be a 15-minute intermission.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you picked up on that. It is actually in two parts. The first part is which will feature more of a traditional, traditional concert band.
You're getting multi-phonics.
Yeah,
right?
Did you like that?
Yeah, well done. How
about that? Well, I am part of a jazz musician. So the first half is it leans more towards the concert band literature, and then the second half leans more towards the big band literature. In fact, exclusively big band literature. So that's how we divided the program.
I'm tempted to say you're going to play it straight on the first half and start swinging on the second.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Start slow and then get it popping.
I want to start on a really high note, and that's this great, great march by John Philip Sousa.
Oh, yes.
Semper Fidelis.
Oh, yeah, John Philip Sousa, Semper Fi. You know, I was thinking on the way in today, can I share a personal story? So my father, I grew up in the Pittsburgh area, and my father was a steel worker, and as I was in the summer months, and sometimes we would both catch the morning shift together, and so we'd have to be leaving the house around 6:30 in the morning, and there was to get to work, and my dad would talk, but he never really shared emotions very much, but except through music, that's where I got my love of music.
Same
was through my father.
Same.
Yeah, it's cool. So we'd be driving like 6:30 in the morning, and neither of us are awake because both of us were night people, we weren't morning people. And this guy on the radio would always play every day when we would drive to work early in the morning, like 6:30. He'd play this march. He'd play marches first thing in the morning to wake people up, and
that's
my
smart.
Yeah, so my dad and I, we'd after we listened to the march, we get all geeked about it, and then we would start. Aww. It would start a conversation between my father and I. Otherwise, we would have probably ridden in silence. But I always cherish those memories, and there's always that we get that jolt of a march in the morning, and then it's spurred a conversation.
That's
with my dad.
How music brings people together.
Exactly.
That's never going to leave you.
No. So whenever you ever hear marches, I'm always reminded of those car rides with my dad. We started in silence, and then we had a rousing march, and it caused us to have a conversation.
Well, it brings me back to attempting to play piccolo in a marching band.
Yeah,
but
right.
I still appreciate this.
I wanted to play the quads so bad. And my parents were like, no way.
Well, this is the march that kicks off the concert on February 22nd, Saturday, 7:30, free and open to all at Chenery Auditorium. Let's hear the President's own United States Marine Band with a live performance of Semper Fidelis. And you can be there in person for the Kalamazoo Concert Band on the 22nd of February.
I love that march.
Rousing. Yes,
absolutely. If you feel like cheering, we'll hold that thought.
Or marching around your room. It's fine, too.
Well, or I was going to say hold that thought until February 22nd.
Right.
Because the Kalamazoo Concert Band, of course, will open the concert with Semper Fidelis, the great march by John Philip Sousa, Tom Evans directing. And Tom, you programmed this and some other very American pieces from the World War.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, so right after this, we're going to do Gould's American Salute, which is variations on when Johnny Comes Marching Home. And it's just it was originally written for orchestra, but it's been transcribed for band almost note for note. It's a fantastic performance and a fantastic piece of music, and I think it's a good way to start our program. Yeah, it ties in with everyone's hope back with the home front. You know, everyone was hoping for their military person to return. And because there were no guarantees, everyone would read the papers every day and looking at the list and hoping and praying that there is no one there that they knew.
How does the program continue from there? Why don't we look at the whole?
Thing. Yeah,
first,
sure.
First half.
So after we do American Salute, then we do go on to do Guadalcanal March from Victory at Sea. This is not exactly from this time period, because if your listeners are out there, they would know that the Victory at Sea was a kind of a documentary film that was put together after World War II. But all the film footage, of course, was called from the actual events, of course. And so it's a little bit of a throwback. Not a throwback, but it's a little out of keeping with the time frame, because this just doesn't come exactly from World War II, although the inspiration does. So that'll be the Guadalcanal March, and that's a great march too. And then, of course, we're doing American Patrol, which was a very important march and a very unifying march during World War II.
I don't know that one.
American Patrol. It's a fun one. It is fun. And then we're doing. And then I wanted to pay tribute to all the military people who have served presently or from that time period. So we're going to do the United States Armed Forces Salute, which is a mishmash of the themes of all the militaries.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
my combat veteran fiance will appreciate that immensely.
Which branch of the service?
He was in the Navy.
So he'll have to listen for Anchors Away, then he'll have to stand.
Yes,
he'll have to stand. So we want to recognize and honor the people in the military, and then we're going to conclude the first half with a tune called Where Never Lark or Eagle Flew, and it's by James Cornell. And this is a really spectacular piece, and it's really rousing. And that concludes the first half.
Have you reached out to some of the service organizations around town and said, please come and
enjoy
this free
concert? Yes, we have. Yeah, we're hoping to, you know, of course, people from that time era are in the late 80s and 90s. And,
of course.
So we're hoping to get as many veterans as possible, but we're hopeful.
Good.
Yeah.
I think that's anyone is welcome.
Oh, of course.
At any Kalamazoo Concert Band performance, because you have a long tradition of playing in a venue like Chenery or even Miller Auditorium, and families and people for generations have gotten used to just coming out for that and enjoying an evening.
And it's free.
It's
free parking, free admission.
Yeah,
and we always like to say too, we're very family friendly. So, and I know I always mention this because if you have a family of four, for example, and you want to go to some venue, music venue, that's expensive. Once you pay for parking and pay your tickets, and so it can be cost prohibitive. And you have the best intentions as a parent of wanting to expose your children to some serious art music, and so this is a chance to do that. And this is through the generous gift of Gilmore. The Gilmore Foundation really supports us a lot.
Foundation.
And the Arts Foundation as well. So we get generous support, and plus from our donors too, which allows us to give these concerts for free for instances like this. So yeah, so come on out, check it out. It's free, and it's going to be dazzling because we have Megan Dooley with us.
And if I'm not mistaken, Chenery is handicap accessible, correct?
I believe so.
Yes,
it is. Yes, it is.
Yes,
it's excellent.
Megan Dooley will be the special guest artist on February 22nd. And Tom, if you're looking back at that first half of the program, let's pick out another piece.
Well, how much
feature.
Time do we have? You know, if you want to, I tell you, the one we conclude the program with, Where Never a Lark or Eagle Flew, it's a spectacular piece.
I haven't heard it before.
The band loves it, and it's just wonderful. And it was based on the poem High Flight. And there's a line in the poem towards the end where it says, Where Never a Lark or Eagle Flew, and that's what inspired James Cornell to create this piece.
We'll take a break, listen to this special, unusual piece that I know I haven't heard before, too. And we'll be back with Tom Evans and Megan Dooley, and feature a little of Megan's music as well, since we're getting close to previewing the second half of the concert. Again, that's a free concert at 7:30 on Saturday, February 22nd at Chenery Auditorium. Music of James Carnell.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, is that great? Oh, and how about that horn line in there? Ooh wee!
In the middle section,
so passionate. Oh, I love this piece. This is one of my new favorites.
Well, I need to reorient our listeners to, in case they tuned in during the music on Classical 89.9 WMUK. We were just listening to a piece that will be featured on the next Kalamazoo Concert Band concert, which is coming up Saturday, February 22nd, a week from this Saturday, 7:30 p.m., filled with Americana and a tribute to, as you call it, the home front.
Right.
We were just looking at the first half so far, but here in the studio, we have singer-songwriter Megan Dooley, who is the featured performer in the second half of this concert. And Megan, as a songwriter yourself, is it interesting to work on songs from this era, many of which are known as pieces from the Great American Songbook?
Yeah.
Does it make you admire the craft?
I've been researching and performing this style of music for the last 7 years. I'm very inspired by the great jazz vocalists and the swing era and the ragtime jazz. And I've been doing a lot of that for the last 7 years. I mean, I cover Bessie Smith and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. And we're already doing some pieces that I already have part of my sets. My normal sets. So this is my comfort zone, if you ask me.
During the music, you told a story about singing spontaneously as a young girl because you had a special singing partner at the time.
I did. So my father grew up poor, and when he met my mother, she had to teach him how to celebrate Christmas because they didn't celebrate Christmas in his family. And both of my parents, I grew up very lucky enough to have both of my parents be excellent vocalists. So I grew up listening to them sing. And when I went Christmas shopping with my dad, he loved Christmas music. It was his favorite. It just lifted his spirits. And he had this beautiful, deep baritone bass voice. And he would just, you know, sing Christmas carols at the top of his lungs while we would go shopping together while I was a young child, which
great.
Of course was very embarrassing for me. And until a few years later when I realized he was never going to stop, and so I started joining him. And we started singing Christmas carols at the top of our lungs while we were shopping. And the spontaneous joy that you could see pop up on people's faces when they saw us or heard us really showed me the power of music, because a lot of times during that time of year, people are out shopping, spending money they don't have, and it's depressing. And
you've waited too long to get it all right, done.
All stressed, and all of a sudden there's this like father-daughter duo booming Christmas carols. You can't help
great.
It. It was really wonderful, and he really instilled how powerful music can be in our daily lives.
And it actually unified you with your father and the shoppers. Everyone had a brief moment.
Exactly. And that's what it's for. That's what I feel like that's what music is at the heart of it is the intention of building community, the opportunity of bringing people together, which has been, you know, why that's actually part of the reason why I play so many styles of music that I play.
Yeah.
Is because I want a younger generation to recognize the classics of the past.
Right.
But I also want people who recognize those classics to be part of a younger scene so people can interact. It's kind of my own social experiment.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of solo artists, and if they're based in West Michigan, they're often their careers often are compiled of various activities, a whole variety. I mean, you don't get to perform at Chenery with a concert band every day.
No.
But tell us what some of the other projects and you know, ways of being an innovative entrepreneur as a musician, and you know that you've kind of gotten under your belt as a longtime musician here.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's
I know.
A lot.
I just want listeners to get an understanding.
Right. So I've been performing in and out of bands, but mostly solo for almost 20 years in the West Michigan scene and in and out of the United States as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for a very long time. And when you do it by yourself, you have to have an understanding of the business aspect of things, which can be very difficult to understand. So that was something that I had to learn over time. But, you know, a lot of the reason why I've stuck with it the way that I have is because it nourishes me. And it's hard being a solo woman performer in the scene. And, you know, I played in 2017, I played 237 shows in 1 year. And I've been a full-time musician for almost 8 years now, which is not easy at all. I've had lots of help. I've gotten very lucky. You know, I've tried. The most important thing to me, just being a musician in this community specifically, is bringing everyone together, because we have such support for the arts in Kalamazoo. And we have, I mean, per capita, I don't know if this is still true, but last year per capita, West Michigan, Kalamazoo in particular, has more musicians than anywhere else in the country.
Per capita, is that right?
Per capita. I mean, I don't know if that's still true, but I think it might be.
Yeah.
And we have, I've been to different music scenes in a lot of different places, and what we have here is very special. And we've got a community that looks out for each other. It's non-competitive. You know, there's enough jobs for everybody, and if there isn't, we make it work. We collaborate together.
Well, that's the thing I like most about living and working in Kalamazoo is the collaboration that we have between all the artists.
It's everybody.
If you float an idea past another artist, they'll say, yeah, why not?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do this. Like, nobody, like, there's a very, 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 very small amount of people that are on the ego trip of just being a musician. Most of us are trying to create something bigger than any one of us alone. And I think that. And I've run open mics for years in town trying to encourage, you know, artists to gain the confidence to come out and try new things, because it's difficult. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that got me started, was meeting people and that were interested in the same things I was at open mics, talking to them. And some of those people I met at my first open mics, I'm still best friends with today.
Yeah.
Megan Dooley is the artist who will appear as a soloist and singer with the Kalamazoo Concert Band on Saturday, February 22nd. Megan, what is your most recent album? And do you have another one in the works?
My most recent album was released in 2015. It was my first technically solo release. It's called Made in Kalamazoo. It was funded by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. I got a grant, which was wonderful. And it's a study in everything. Every song is completely different. I like to say that I have genre ADD. So, and I am going to be working on a new album soon with Ian Gorman of La Luna Records.
Yeah, he's with Red Sea Pedestrian.
Yeah, he is. He's been a wonderful musician and sound engineer, great person around town for many, many years. And he's got a great new studio, La Luna recording and sound at the Jericho building that they're doing on the in the Eggleston neighborhood.
Will this be an album of originals, or are you going to cover some old things?
So I'm moving in a new direction. Like I said, I've been studying a lot of music. I can play a song starting from anywhere between 1910 to 2010. So I can cover a century's worth of songs. And I wanted to capture that. And so we're doing, it was actually Ian's idea. I love to perform live. I'm a live performer. That's what I've always been. I get nervous in the studio when it's just me listening back and forth to my mistakes. So even the album I recorded with him in 2015, Made in Kalamazoo, we did it all live in 3 days in about 15 hours with only two overdubs, which is insane. So he came to me. He's like, I already know you can do this. Would you like to record a live album? And I was like, all about it. Of course I would. So we've been talking about that. And I was supposed to record it back in October, but I got very sick. I was sick for 3 months. Mm. And now I'm better. And we rescheduled. And what it's going to be is, I don't know if anybody out there is familiar with Tom Waits' album, Nighthawks at the Diner.
Oh, yeah.
But we're bringing in a live audience into the studio, and I'm going to do two concerts in one night, same concert both times, and we're going to be recording live.
There you go.
And it's basically going to be an example of what I've been doing for the last 7-8 years, and it's going to be a live album, and hopefully it'll be released sometime next fall, and then I'm ready to move in a different direction.
Well,
so
you'll have to come on the show again to talk about the new album next fall.
I would love that.
You, speaking of live performances, we have a live performance in which you're featured that we can share with listeners right now.
Yay.
Would you introduce this?
Yes.
Song?
So this is an old jazz tune that many of you will recognize. It's called All of Me. It's one of my favorites. This was a live performance captured by Kalamazoo Lively Arts in 2017, I believe. And it's me performing with a banjo player and a bassist at the Kindleberger Summer Concert Series.
And what's this on your in your hands?
It's my ukulele.
Megan Dooley. Megan is the featured artist on the 22nd in Chantry Auditorium with the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And we're here with the director, Tom Evans, and Megan Dooley. And we'll be back after this song, All of Me, here on Classical 89.9 WMUK.
It's 7 below. It's starting to snow again, and wouldn't you know, I feel that chill right down my town. Oh, baby, come home, we'll get warm, and we'll make like there ain't no storm. Let's pretend that it's wouldn't you know? I feel that chill right down to my town. Oh, baby, come home. We'll get warm and we'll make like there ain't no storm. Let's pretend that it's some bright sunny day.
Well, that was not All of Me, but we were lucky enough.
But it was all of Megan Dooley.
I sent the wrong link. It was
Megan
my
Dooley
fault.
Being featured.
I'm sorry.
It sounded great. That was one that you wrote yourself.
It was.
Yeah, it's original. It's nice.
Yeah, it's about how crappy Michigan can be in the wintertime.
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, we
and
love
it's,
it.
It's very much based on the torch style of the 30s
yeah.
and 40s.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
you
it's
stop
a
time in here.
Sound.
Yeah, there's stop time in here as well, so it was kind of fun.
Well, Megan, that's a great example of your live performance. Beautiful singing.
How about that whistling?
And the whistling's right there as well. You certainly have gained all the confidence. Did you always have that confidence from growing up?
No. I mean, yeah, kind of. I won't say that I won't say that I don't appreciate attention. I started off very quietly just playing songs and not knowing what to say in between. And then I actually I studied comedy for a little while, which helped. And I started studying some different instruments and the confidence comes after you've done it so many times that you can trust your body. Mm-hmm. It's muscle memory. And that took me a long time to get there. So now that I'm not focusing on whether or not I'm playing the song correctly, I can focus on being more present in the moment with the audience and exuding confidence. And it might look like that, but on the inside, I'm like, oh, I just screwed this up so bad.
Yeah, right.
But unless you tell them that, they don't know.
Oh, of course not.
We're having a very honest conversation here on Classical WMUK this morning with Megan Dooley and Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, who designed this concert, which will be held on the 22nd of February, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. in Chenery Auditorium. And it is free and open to all as the full season of the concert band is. So some of the songs on the second half, there will be some real familiar.
Oh, we start the second half with a real iconic World War II swing era tune, Glenn Miller's In the Mood.
There you go.
Yeah, everyone knows that one. It was intended to start the second half with In the Mood because we want to get you in the mood. So it wasn't a mistake to place it there. Yeah, and then we go on and we do. What else we do? We're doing All of Me. So Megan comes out. She'll be singing All of Me. They Can't Take That Away From Me. Stormy Weather. What else?
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Which is a dream come true for me to sing on stage with a full band. Yeah. This is like serious. Dream of mine, one of my all-time favorite songs. I've been singing it since I was a little girl. This is a dream come true.
Oh, yeah, it's a classic. I'm excited. Gershwin tune. wait, that comes from They Can't Take It Away From Me. Anyway, yeah. Classic Gershwin. Anyway, right. then we end the program with what? We ended with
Minnie the Moocher, Cab Calloway.
Talk about audience participation. Never mind, we'll go there.
Just be there on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah, that I mean, talk about confidence. You'd have to swagger all over the stage with that
yes.
one.
Yes. I've got some.
You've been studying Cab Calloway's moves?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try and focus more on the music. We'll see what happens, though. Maybe I can twirl a cane around a couple of times.
He always has that one finger pointing down to the
stage. He does. You have invited some outstanding Western jazz players to assist with this, including Kazuki Takamura on bass, Andrew Grayson on piano, so that'll add quite a lot.
Yeah, Kazuki actually joined the KCB for the December concert. He was on stage assisting Gold Company. That was a fantastic
show. I was there for that one.
Awesome. They are pretty outstanding outfit.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and so once again, you know, talk about collaboration. You know, so for me as a director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, if I need to have a jazz element in my show, I can just go to Western and find kind of talent there. Yeah, it's very, very handy.
Well, we're near the end of this hour, about a few minutes left, but I'd like to just finish up by asking about, anything we may have missed, and your hopes for what this concert will feel like when during and after the show.
Well, it's meant to be celebratory, so we want people to certainly, it's all meant, it's in recognition, of course, of the conclusion of the World War II, 75th anniversary, but it's meant to be a celebratory, and it's supposed to be affirmative and all of that, and to try to recall what it was like when a country was unified, and so that's one of the hopes we have with this concert. It's a dynamic program, it's free, it's family-friendly. One of the pieces we didn't mention, but it also appears in the second half, and is directed by the assistant conductor, Brian Chetterly. He's doing Duke Ellington, Juan Tietzel's Caravan, which is an exciting piece. Yeah, the second half is going to be explosive. And what I like, too, about as we've been talking about all hour long, is how music brings people together. And the cool thing about the swing era is that it was certainly popular in its day, but it hasn't lost its staying power. It still resonates with people, and people still flock to hear it. So it's age appropriate for every age. So it doesn't matter who you are, from young to old. This is the concert for you.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, something. One last note to point out, I think, is also that the music is challenging.
Oh yeah,
it is really cream of the crop arrangements, and the players are
top notch.
So much, they all have so much to do. Great parts.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And Megan, what are your hopes for this concert?
Oh gosh, I'm just happy to be there. I was happy to have been asked. I was happy to be a part of every aspect of what we're doing. I'm used to playing in bars where people don't necessarily listen and never clap. So being on a stage like Chenery with an extraordinary outfit like the Kalamazoo Concert Band, and to be able to do something that I've been dreaming about since I was a little girl is enough for me. I think it's going to be a fantastic concert. We've started rehearsing together. I started rehearsing earlier with them, and it's where I think we're all really excited about where it's going to go, where it's going to take us, and what it's going to be like for our audience, which I think is going to be incredible.
Are these are songs you've known for a long time?
Yes.
Were there any that actually were new to you?
No.
No, you already knew Stormy Weather.
Yeah.
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Yeah.
Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah. They're classics.
All
and I love classic jazz. So,
yeah. Megan Dooley, 100 years of songs.
Genre ADD at its finest.
Well, it's been great to talk to you and Tom, and have a great concert. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll listen to one of these arrangements for band and voice to take us to the top of the hour here. And thanks once again. Reminder that the concert's at 7:30 on Saturday, February 22nd at Chenery Auditorium.